not the worst thing.
Okay. Le ha mia is to assume, but le ha mia is also going with the word to fill in. Together, להניח תפילין, לשים תפילין, right? להניח תפילין means to put them in the right place and tie them down, right? What's the root of tefillin?
Tefila.
Tefila is another word from the same root. Is the same?
Palel,
right?
You know, hit palel. Hit palel. What does that word mean? Lehit
mia? Lehaniach means to put on or when we
But you said to assume.
To assume.
Also.
Alright. I'm going to erase the other words. Is it binyan?
P-L.
Lama yesh kamas? En dagesh? No dagesh forte in the resh? Compensatory lengthening. Yes? Levarer.
To clarify.
Right?
It's on page 243
almost. Berur is a conversation or a situation of of sitting in order to clarify issues. Berur is a clarification session. Okay? Berur. Okay?
That's what happened with me.
I'm going to first put the next words in adjectives. Kashur is what? Tied. You know, kesher, lehit kesher. So this means tied. But being
good, to make a kesher, a connection.
Kashur is tied up. Let's say I am tying your hands and your legs, you're tied. Yeah? You're tied up, kashur. But it is what? It's a verb form. What is the verb form?
Kashur. Kofshin.
What is this form? A'u.
Pa'ul.
Beinoni pa'ul. Passive participle of pa'ul. Beinoni. Pa'ul, passive participle. Yes? That we use as adjective. Just like kadum, that means ancient.
Right.
Very old. And here's another one. Kadum. Comes before. What came before? Ancient. Seravti, the same as me'anti, that's biblical. This is biblical.
What is
which binyan is this?
That's just Kal.
If it's cut, it will be ah.
Ah, sorry.
Se ravti. Instead of si ravti, the gesh forte falls here.
Okay.
Refuse. This is PL.
PL.
Right? PL. Pirer. Serev. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This means refuse. In the Bible, you have me'en. Right? Pharaoh refused to send the Jewish people out of Egypt. Mm-hmm. Me'en. Me'anti. Seravti. Dorma. Refused, caused.
What?
She caused something. It's she. With a regular pa'al. And the hardest of them all, nafal. I don't even need to put it in. Nafal. Right, you know that one.
Nafal.
This is for the verbs today. Nouns. The bag, any kind of a bag. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Eat, rag, shoot.
You crush with our feelings?
That's right, you talk to it. It has to do with feeling. It's hit pa'el, it is a gerund. We got excited.
Mm-hmm.
So this is excitement.
Right.
It's used as a noun, it's a gerund. It's like shoot. Just like you know kniya.
Mm-hmm.
Kniya is a buy.
Gerund.
Gerund. Ha'an. Just like you had ri'ya today. Okay. Uvda.
Mm-hmm.
Uvda is a fact.
Mm-hmm. And here in the book, you say a kibbutz. Is that what it's called, right? In the book, they under the ayin on 243, they're not doing it with a vav. Right underneath, I refused. Right under sevarti, seravti.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be either way, right?
No. Yeah, it could be, but here. But this is as close as about.
Okay.
Whatever. It should be more short one. Uvda. I rewrote the words. Tatzlum. Tzelem Elohim. See Tzad Lamed Mem?
Yeah.
So tatzlum is a picture.
Yeah.
Just like tmuna. Tatzlum is a picture that comes out of a camera.
Right.
Okay? Because it has to do with imaging.
Right.
Sanchan is a paratrooper. Sanchan. So he paratrooped. Sanach. He fell. He dropped down, right? Sanach. Zecher lemaaseh, zecher lemaaseh bereshit, zecher, memory, zecher. Okay, it's another word for memory, zecher. Is satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
Sipuk, satisfaction. So how do you say to satisfy?
Lispot, or this, it's going to be
which it's pian, right?
Yeah.
It's a gerund of pian.
Okay.
Lesapek. Lesapek. Lesapek is also to provide. Let's say that there is Hebrew college needs to provide students with enough courses. Yeah, lesapek. Not only to satisfy them, but also to provide that for them.
Okay. In the army, there is a whole unit that is in charge of,
delivering bread, delivering the foods to the kitchens for the army.
Mm-hmm.
That unit is called Aspaka.
And what about provisions then, which is a synonym for food, provisions, to provide? Does it turn into a gerund also?
This is the...
does that mean the provisions as well as satisfaction?
That may be just in English, that provisions mean...
I don't know.
Yeah, because you said the verb means to satisfy and to provide.
Yeah.
But as far as you know, that just means satisfaction.
I didn't get the meanings because you're.
I was 243. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just dividing it into verbs and nouns and adjectives, so just copy them down in the order and the meanings you need to learn. Okay? So, more nouns. One more. Sod. Sod. Secret.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Secret.
Yeah.
Sod.
Others. Sod.
Now, there is an adjective, atik.
Mm-hmm.
Oda shuva enigun atik. Right? Atik is ancient.
Mm-hmm.
Jerusalem, the old city, we call it Ha'ir. Atika. There is shortening here, right? Atika. And then I have Atikin, the Atikot. Hebrew often takes advantage of, the overloading, the semantic overload. So they took the word Atikot and they plugged it in as a noun. And Atikot means antiquities.
A what? I'm sorry.
Antiquities.
Oh, antiquities.
Yeah.
Okay. And Aramaic, now phrases. Davka, precisely. It's Aramaic that we use often in Hebrew. And Davka is a phrase in modern Hebrew that means exactly the opposite.
Right.
I told the kid not to touch its electricity, and he dafka went to that spot and did it. Yes?
Yeah.
I told them not to put the dishes in the sink, and they dafka did it to make me angry, because
right,
they my sister
said it's like the opposite.
Can.
The opposite.
Okay? Dafka, precisely, but precisely on the contrary, in modern Hebrew.
Right. So like bidiyuk?
Bidiyuk. Okay, mm-hmm. Dafka is Aramaic, though. Okay.
But you wouldn't use bidiyuk in modern Hebrew exactly where you use it.
Nachon.
Right?
Because dafka in modern Hebrew it got the connotation of the negativism in it, right? To make somebody angry, to do the opposite, exactly the opposite. Yeah? Exactly, that means that. Adayin still. And now everybody knows Chabadniks.
Mm-hmm.
What is Chabad standing for? It's an acronym that we would probably not know. Chochma.
Higher Sifrot.
That's right. It is.
Bina.
Bina wisdom. Right?
Chesed and
Gevura. Da'at. Knowledge.
Which some people
any
make a sifra or not, yes.
What?
Some people put the da'at as a separate sifra, but others don't.
I'm okay.
Because
now, the word sod is used a lot when we're dealing with text.
Mm-hmm.
When you learn text, there are four ways to look at a text. And the four ways of looking at text is called pardes.
Pardes.
Your first step, which I love the most, mm-hmm. is squeezing what's written black on white. Shut.
So what?
That's the plain and simple meaning. Does Peshat mean simple?
Simplicity, yeah, that's right. The simple text. The resh stands for remez. And remez, what?
Is the hint.
Remez is a hint. So what does this text hint? Right? What is the Peshat here hints about? The Joseph story is a beautiful example. And Rashi, when every time the text says there is a remez in the Peshat, Rashi says, menatznetzet bo ruach. Yeah? So, nitznetzet bo ruach Hashem. So, God's spirit got into their heads, and there is some kind of a hint that something else is going on here. Okay? The Dalet Drash, right? Mm-hmm. And that's where you're going to deepen your learning, and you're checking the Midrash, and you're telling your stories about why it's there, and ask all the questions. And lastly, when you're a Kabbalist, you get to the sword, to the secrets of things. What does this text is actually hiding?
Yeah.
What's behind this text? So it's layers of learning, levels of learning, and as you learn, you get more spiritual in your learning too.
What is that?
Remes.
Resh? Where are you?
What is that?
Where are you?
Resh Mem
Zain. Remez. Okay? Dalet Drash. Samech Sod.
Does Drash include, sometimes include some of the others as well?
So no. Will they tell stories? Because what does a drash do? It tells you there is a gap here in the text. So what will I understand from it? Let's tell a story about it, right? Okay. So there is a modern drash, and there are good and bad ones, right? Yeah.
So it has an older meaning as well.
Oh, yeah. The midrash, right?
Yeah.
And there are two kinds. There is midrash halacha, halachic drash, and there is agadic drash, like a legend base. Okay.
I use this a lot when I work with the mitzvah kids in writing their Devar Torah. Mm-hmm. This is the structure. And what I always do with the drash is, where's the sermon here? What's the value that's in? So first you get the pshat, and then there's the hint. And the drash is, what are you actually going to teach people about mm-hmm. your portion, like what's the sermon, mm-hmm. and then so it is.
Well, they're not there yet.
And mm-hmm. They do it.
Aren't there also images of wandering in an orchard for this?
Pardes is an orchard. That's right. Pardes is an orchard. So
it's
you
also
can
the ascent into heaven by the four rabbis, so some of them didn't make it out.
Yeah, right.
Well,
are they stuck?
So did they get Pardes? Did they get paradise from Pardes?
Yes.
Oh, they did?
I know, it's kind of easy.
Wait, who did that, though?
Or the this is very helpful.
Pardes, paradise.
Right, but who did that?
Whoever invented the word in English.
Persian, right, because it's not a Hebrew word.
No, I think it's Persian.
Is it?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. I can tell you, I don't remember. A, pa'am, is ever.
Ever?
Ever.
Ever?
Ever. Mm-hmm. Would you ever imagine? Ein
pa'am. So what is that? What the form of grammar is that?
Other.
Ein pa'am. There was not a time. So would you ever imagine? So ever.
Is it a... It's not a noun.
No. These are phrases. This is not a phrases. And af al pi... I need to talk to you about that. Af al pi...
Oh, through the mouth.
She.
Yeah.
It will follow a sentence here.
Right.
Even though, in English, you don't say even though that, but you need to know that even though in Hebrew requires sheh. Or, instead of sheh, you can say, instead of all this that happened here in the sentence, you can say af al pichen.
Means the same.
Yeah.
Even though
this happened. This refers to in the whole sentence.
Okay, so that, but is there, it's the same, that there's a dash after the odd P.
There is a whole course in syntax that I'm going to tell you. The only reason I'm giving it to you right now because I don't want you to be surprised in this story. Okay? But I will teach you a whole syntax course about this. Okay? FLP, she will require a whole sentence. It will be even though or although. The FLP, chen, even though this happened. Yes? Because chen refers to what that happened.
So that they say that what the meaning of it is that it happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then, you will see. I just want you not to be surprised when you see it.
So we can use chen in our writings for other things?
Afalpi chen. Yeah, I did this, even though...
You couldn't say after.
Despite that, really.
Yes, you could.
Despite
acharei
that.
Chen. No.
Acharei chen is after that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But you use it in other
right.
things.
Acharei she and acharei chen is exactly
the same
syntactic
concept.
Right, concept. Exactly.
So the chen is even the... Afalpi is even the... even though
it happened.
Something happened,
it's despite that. It's really despite.
The whole phrase? Or
the whole phrase. The whole phrase.
Where's Adin?
Where is?
Adin. Adin.
Adayin.
Adayin, I'm sorry.
Adayin is either still or yet. Adayin still.
So there's a dot
okay.
there.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Slicha.
So,
a pa'am
means
a pa'am
ever.
Ever.
No, not if ever, but it's ever.
Okay.